The talk entitled Recount Jehovah's Righteousness All Day Long will help all of us to see the joy and blessings that result from pioneering. Brother Gary Bailey, will you please explain to us how this can be?
Picture for a moment Noah sitting on a large wooden beam. As he takes a moment's rest overlooking the immense project of the ark, hears a little bit of noise in the background. He sees his sons and the sons' wives hard at work. The people, however, view that Noah truly must have lost his mind. They were fools. They could hardly believe that a man would waste his life and the life of his family in such a foolish endeavor. However, Noah's God, Jehovah, saw this man in a very different light. Why was that? We know that Noah was not just the builder of an ark. Turn with me to the Apostle Peter's description and note how Peter describes Noah's actions. That's 2 Peter 2 and 5. Notice that 2 Peter 2 and 5, it says he did not refrain from punishing an ancient world, but kept Noah, a preacher of righteousness, safe with seven others when he brought a flood upon the world of ungodly people. So did you note there? A preacher of righteousness. You know, Noah probably spent years, maybe even decades, proclaiming that message to people. Think about it, that might have been quite a bit harder than building an ark. It would have taken a lot of courage on Noah's part to stand out there, to take the lead, to tell people of that pending destruction in an ungodly society. So he warned his neighbors about the impending flood, which was really an expression of God's righteous judgment. However, Noah's neighbors were absorbed in their daily affairs of life. They took no note. In fact, they even laughed at him. They ridiculed him. Noah, though, was absorbed in doing God's will. Let's now apply that lesson in our day. Well, you and I, as Jehovah's Witnesses, we too are preachers of righteousness. The question then, how can we recount Jehovah's righteousness? So when we think of that phrase, well, meditate, think upon. How can you and I be a little bit more like Noah? Turn with me to the answer there in Psalm 71 and 15. That's Psalm 71 and 15. It says there, my mouth will recount your righteousness, all day long your acts of salvation. Notice the psalmist says there, my mouth. So another way that we could add to that, well, we recount his righteousness to yourself when we meditate on what Jehovah has done for you and I. You know, sometimes we think of that ransom sacrifice and the great blessings that we're all going to enjoy eventually. Do we just keep that to ourselves? No, we don't. Like Noah, we recount God's righteousness to others, the wonderful hope that we hold within our hearts. We desire to tell other people. So just like Noah, we preach to all we can. We use our mouth. Another way, while you foster love for Jehovah in your children, by seizing opportunities to speak to them about him, and you desire to instill the truth in their hearts. Noah did. We want to. And of course, we defend God's righteous standards in a world that views Bible principles as outdated. How do we view them? Well, we view those principles pretty much as up to date, don't we? And we know Noah lived by God's righteous standards. And so you warn people of God's impending righteous day of judgment. The world, though, is becoming ever more apathetic. We strive to become ever more zealous to do God's will. Lives are involved. Are we not eager to seize any opportunity to recount Jehovah's righteousness each day? Certainly we are. But you know, pioneering offers a special opportunity to recount Jehovah's righteousness all day long. So what is involved in recounting Jehovah's righteousness to others? Well, you might think of Ezra of old. What did Ezra do before he got involved in reading God's word, teaching it, applying it? He prayed to Jehovah God to prepare his heart. Well, pioneers must prepare their hearts as well, the same reason Ezra did. Pioneers meditate on God's righteous word when we prepare to preach, when we make return visits, and of course, when we conduct Bible studies. And pioneers also recount Jehovah's righteousness to family members and other Christians when they share their field service experiences with others in the car group. Just to go back in the book of Psalms there, let's go back to Psalms 49 and 10 and see what we can learn from the psalmist here. Notice the admonition here. That's Psalms 49 and 10. It says, I proclaim the good news of righteousness in the great congregation. Look, I do not restrain my lips. O Jehovah, as you well know, I do not cover over your righteousness in my heart. I declare your faithfulness and salvation. I do not hide your loyal love and your truth in the great congregation. So if you notice one thing about your pioneers, they have a hard time holding back, don't they? You know, is that scripture that we just read there highlighted Jehovah's righteousness, his faithfulness, his loyal love, his truth? Well, pioneers cannot hold back from expressing these wonderful traits of Jehovah. And of course, as it says there, in the congregation. So in the ministry, pioneers help people of all sorts to enjoy a righteous standing with God when, first of all, when we preach at a time when more people are at home. Second, we seize all available opportunities to witness informally and publicly. And we adapt our presentations to make the kingdom message more appealing, such as by using our new tracts that we all have available to us. And often we direct people's attention now to the website. Often we use the QR code on the back of our information, the quick response, so they can have a direct link to the website. Well, pioneering gives us the opportunity to talk about our favorite subject, about our best friend Jehovah, more often and to more people using a variety of methods. You know, just as Proverbs 21 and 26 highlights, we'll encourage you to turn there. That's Proverbs 21 and 26. And just the latter part there, it says, but the righteous one gives, holding back nothing. So I'm sure you've noticed that with your pioneers in your congregation. They tend to be happy, but when are they most happy? Well, when they're engaged in a Bible discussion, whether that be at the door, whether that be in street witnessing, or wherever they are. But you know, many of you are unable to pioneer. Your circumstances at this time may not permit you to pioneer, but you know, you too can recount Jehovah's righteousness all day long. Of course, that involves thinking and meditating upon Jehovah. So how then? Well, the same way that pioneers do. You obviously meditate on God's righteous standards when you prepare for field ministry. You recount Jehovah's righteousness to others by sharing your experiences. How often when you have a good experience in the field, when you get back to the car, you can't wait to relate that to your fellow brothers. And of course, you too preach when more people are at home. You try and go out at the different times. You also seize opportunities to witness formally and publicly. And of course, you adapt your presentation to make our message more appealing. So whether you're a pioneer or have the pioneer spirit, we're all doing these things. So of course, by doing these things, we'll have the pioneer spirit. And of course, you'll be better prepared to serve as a pioneer if your circumstances change in life. And you know, sometimes that happens. Our circumstances can change. I know my circumstances changed. So now we're going to interview a regular pioneer from the Primrose Congregation, Brother Bill Miller. He's been pioneering for a few months. You could say he's my pioneer partner. Brother Miller, why did you start pioneering?
Well, when we think of how important it is to serve and worship Jehovah God in this time, it is really important to do all we can. So I decided to join the pioneer ranks. However, guess what? I was talking with an older brother in our congregation about pioneering. And we discussed that. We have similar circumstances. We're sort of retired. And we talked it over with our wives. We filled out the application. And guess what? Here we are. We're brand new regular pioneers, not old pioneers.
Okay, Brother Miller, we'll take that a little bit further. Did you have to overcome any obstacles or roadblocks?
Well, yes. We have a small family business, and I was able to talk with one of my sons about how we could share that work. So as a result, he does certain days, I do other days. He's allows him to regular pioneer, and myself as well.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Miller. So now we're going to interview a publisher who does not have the circumstances to pioneer. He has a young family at home that he must look after yet. Brother Lonnie Billington from the Primrose Congregation, maybe you could tell us, Brother Billington, why is it important to have a pioneer spirit?
Well, Brother Bailey, it reminds me of the widow who gave the two small coins of little value. You may not have the circumstances to pioneer, but if you have that pioneer spirit, that will motivate you to give all that you can in your current circumstances.
And I know, Brother Billington, that you often start service very early in the morning. You often work later in the afternoon. So how have you benefited by spending longer hours out with the pioneers?
Well, I've found it to be very encouraging. The best way I could illustrate it is kind of like spending time with somebody with a cold. You spend enough time with them, you're going to catch it. Their zeal is very much the same way. If you spend that time with the pioneers in service, you're going to catch that zeal. That benefits you in many ways. As an example, it's allowed me to improve in the quality of my ministry, but it's also, there's days where I go out and I feel a little bit dull. And like Proverbs 27 and 17 mentions that iron sharpens iron, I come away feeling like I now have an edge. You know, my family has had the opportunity to work full days with pioneers as well. And you can see the difference when they come home at the end of the day. The joy and zeal that they have and the subject matter of their conversation is about the ministry. So all those things are something that I find very encouraging. It's allowed them to build a close bond with pioneers in our hall, something that I've benefited from as well, being able to get to know my brothers and sisters very well from spending time in the ministry with them.
Thank you, brothers, very much for those fine experiences. So, you know, we can all become heirs of righteousness. Think back to Noah's time. Consider that only 8 people entered to the ark. Could we say that Noah made a success of being a preacher of righteousness? And you know, the Bible doesn't tell us just how many people lived at that time. There was many, maybe even millions. But only Noah and his family were preserved alive. So then, how could Noah be a preacher of righteousness? Well, the Bible tells us that he was. Let's see why. Turn with me to Hebrews 11 and 7. So that's Hebrews 11 and 7. Notice the answer there. It says, by faith, Noah, after receiving divine warning of things not yet seen, showed godly fear and constructed an ark for the saving of his household. And through his faith, he condemned the world, and he became an heir of righteousness that results from faith. Jehovah granted Noah a righteous standing. Why? Because of his strong faith. So do you see the correlation in that for us today? Yes, we can be like Noah, can't we? And we know that because of his strong faith, Jehovah preserved Noah and his family through that flood. Jehovah will soon grant Noah and members of his family the prospect of eternal life in a righteous new world, of course, through their resurrection. Well, we too are assured that Jehovah treasures our efforts to recount his righteousness all day long. Soon Jehovah will reward us with salvation through the great tribulation and the prospect of what? Inheriting eternal life in that new system of things. But what about our neighbors? Well, when Jehovah brings that great tribulation, simply put, it will be too late for people to repent. We know that Jehovah has not changed. Since the days of Noah, Jesus Christ explained that our time today is much like Noah's day. Ours is a marked error, a time of great trouble that is due to end in a destruction of what? Of this corrupt world system of things. When that happens, we're going to draw comfort from knowing that we did our best to give people a chance to survive. And if our faith is strong like Noah, we will receive Jehovah's mark of approval. So you notice in your program there, in the back page there, there's a review question. Number 3. What's that question? How can we imitate the way Noah kept seeking first God's righteousness? The answer, Psalm 71 and 15. We can count Jehovah's righteousness all day long, doing all we can to preach to others. So did you get that? We can count Jehovah's righteousness all day long, doing all we can to preach to others. So may that be the case. May your desire to defend Jehovah's righteous standards and to warn others of his righteous judgment move you to recount Jehovah's righteousness all day long. So all of us then, let's continue to seek Jehovah's righteousness.
Thank you, Brother Bailey, for assisting us to cherish the joys and blessings of the Pioneer Ministry.